Philosophy and prisons are not exactly two words that one would associate with one another, but at the Eastern Correctional Institution, there is a program put on by the philosophy department at Salisbury University, which gathers a small group of prisoners to do just that. It is a program that began in the year 2000 with four students coming to Dr. Jim Hatley with a book about the discussion of philosophy in prison. This Saturday, the annual philosophy department symposium will celebrate this program. Associate Professor Tim Stock, who is involved in the program.
So what is the purpose of discussing philosophy with these prisoners?
There's something very specific about the fact that having a substantial portion of your life being tied into judicial processes, there's a way in which you experience a kind of isolation from the rest of society. And I think of this as a very human isolation. Philosophy is one tool, I think, that you can use to engage in human repair. That is, changing people's sense of self, changing the sense that they have of the responsibilities for their fellow person, change the way they view society, perhaps reconsider someone they consider an enemy to perhaps not be an enemy. And that kind of personal and conceptual flexibility is something that philosophy can give. So I think it's very appropriate. And when you're in the room with the guys, you can see immediately that the lights are turning on. They've done the reading. They're excited. They're motivated. And they have real questions they want answered.
Does this, do you think, change their behavior?
I can see it when I ask a question. You know, if we really start talking about something like, how do you right a wrong? How do you pay back someone after having done something unforgivable? You can immediately see everyone is engaged and everyone is thinking about something intensely personal. If you're in prison, one of the things that happens is that you tend to obsess over what got you there, what choices you could have made. And so in a strange way, these guys are just totally ready to talk philosophy because they've considered every possible view of their experiences and they just want to try to start articulating them.
Is this in part a self-evaluation of their lives?
I don't think it has to be, but in my experience, it absolutely is. And then there are some people who are straightforwardly using the group to do that. One of our inmates is on release. He's flying to California in a couple of weeks and is going to start trying to put his life back together. And at the start of our group this semester, he looked at me and he said, I'm here because I need to get my head on straight. I know it's on crooked right now, and I've got to get it straight by the time I'm out, or else he's just going to do it again. It does seem that programs like this and really any form of education can have a substantial impact on recidivism rates. So that is the rate of people reoffending out upon release.
In your time with these prisoners, anybody stand out?
I think, is there anyone who doesn't stand out is a better question. I mean that seriously. Every single one of the participants is distinctive. This is a voluntary program that they need to accrue 2 years of good experience to participate in. And so they have to be highly motivated in order to show up. And so generally speaking, each one of them has something very distinctive that they want to work out. Now, it's interesting because it's sort of an important rule of the group that we don't directly discuss personal experiences and we don't disclose personal information. That's, again, where part of the that why philosophy is particularly appropriate is you can talk about an issue in an abstract way that has direct personal relevance for the other person you're talking to, but we don't have to make them the issue or their choices. However, you can't spend time with people without getting a sense of who they are. And I have one group member, in a lot of ways, it's like he's the best student I've ever had. He just is incredibly sharp. He's on top of it. This is a person who is in prison for life, by the way. And so he's made a commitment of a different sort, which is that this reading group is part of what anchors him. As he lives a life in prison permanently. And he is very, very wise. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I learned from him as much as he might be learning from me. And that's good. That's the point. I would want to point out about the program itself. We have 7 groups at the moment. And the purpose of those groups is really for our students, for our SU students. They go in, they have these conversations with the inmates. And what everyone reports, you know, as much as we want to say that there are benefits to the inmates, I can say absolutely from countless amounts of direct evidence, it has a huge impact on the SU students. They look at the world differently. They look at their position in society differently. They take greater responsibility for their education and for really analyzing the fact that just being in the fresh air is its own kind of privilege. It makes philosophy real for them. You talk to somebody who's been in prison for 20 years and you ask them what freedom is, they will fill your ears with all kinds of things you had not thought about. So one way of looking at it is that we are, in fact, trying to help the inmates have an opportunity for intellectual life and stimulation and growth. However, there's also the target of our own students, which is that it enriches their education, it makes them take philosophy very seriously, and it orients them towards perhaps bigger questions, which, of course, is the whole point.
Tim Stock, associate professor in the philosophy department at Salisbury University. A symposium will be held this Saturday at the TETC building in room 153 to honor the program. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.